This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, I am absolutely thrilled to welcome into the studios the Juliana Hatfield III. Juliana, welcome to JPR.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Thanks for stopping. I want to go back in time because there's so much that you have done over the last two decades.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it interesting that you were a piano student at Berkeley, like not a guitar player.
Well, the piano was my first instrument. There was a grand piano in the house that I grew up in, and my mother was a piano player. So I studied piano all through school, all through high school, and then I picked up guitar later, and I was self-taught on guitar, whereas I read piano music. So when I decided I wanted to play in a rock band, I wanted to go to Berklee College of Music, I figured that the only way I would be accepted into Berklee was as a piano student.
Because so it was more serious?
Well, no, just because I knew how to play, quote-unquote, play piano and how to read keyboard music. And so I got into Berklee as a piano student, spent one semester as a piano student, and then I just decided I didn't like piano anymore. And once in Berklee, I switched over actually to studying voice, and I started, this is a really long way of telling a really boring story, but I was one semester I was studying piano at Berklee, and then I was basically in the vocal department, and then I've always been self-taught on guitar, and I don't like to read guitar music.
Does piano or keyboard make its way into your music ever?
Lately, yes.
Yeah.
The Minor Alps record that I made with Matthew Cause a couple of years ago was me playing a lot of keyboards, and live with Minor Alps, I was playing keyboards. And then on this new Juliana Hatfield III album, I played a bunch of keyboards also. I gave up piano for a long time. Once I discovered rock guitar, I just completely gave up piano. But now I'm kind of getting back into playing keyboards, and it's something that I love to record. It's fun to mess around in the studio with keyboards and pianos.
The Juliana Hatfield III are my guests live today here on JPR. Juliana Hatfield, Todd Phillips, Dean Fisher. So through the 90s, there's almost a checklist that we can go through with you and just tick the boxes. A staple on MTV, check. Music used in Beavis and Butthead, check.
Uh-huh.
Music used in Reality Bites, check. Music on My So-Called Life, check. Lilith Fair, check.
Very 90s. Yeah.
Looking back on that, what are your impressions of that decade of music and of pop culture and of Juliana Hatfield's music then?
I sort of think that I was just really lucky because my music was, I never really expected it to appeal to the masses, and I always thought it was kind of quirky. Like, my voice was kind of high and girlish, and some of my songs had some odd twists and turns, and I really think my early music was kind of prog. My first album, Hey Babe, was kind of prog pop. But so, yeah, I think I was just kind of, I was there doing my thing in the 90s, and people just kind of picked up on it and took it on a ride. And I was along for the ride, you know. I just feel like I was doing my thing, and it happened to be getting interest at that time.
Well, you mentioned your voice. The new record, Whatever My Love, your voice sounds about the darn same as it did then.
Yeah.
Is it true that you actually took up smoking for a short period of time in order to try to affect the sound of your voice?
Well, there were a few different reasons I took up smoking. One of which was, yes, I wanted to mess up my voice. I wanted my voice to sound like Marianne Faithfull in the 80s. Just sort of like a low, tough voices, and mine was really the opposite of that.
That would have taken you a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah, and well, yeah, it didn't work. My voice is just so resilient, I couldn't kill it. And I just wanted to rough it up, and I couldn't. And now I have a new appreciation for what my voice is. I accept it for what it is.
The Juliana Hatfield III are my guests live today on JPR. The new record, first one in a long time, we'll talk about that in just a bit, is called Whatever My Love. We've got them set up in our studio C. Todd Phillips on drums, Dean Fisher on bass, and Juliana Hatfield. What do you guys want to play first today?
We're going to play If I Could from the new album.
Thank you.
That is Live. It's If I Could, Julianna Hatfield III here on Jefferson Public Radio. It's a track from the new record called Whatever My Love. So just after that period that we had been talking about before the tune, 95, 96, 97, poof, gone for a while. What happened around then? There was a record that was kind of starting to be put together and then it didn't happen.
We spent a lot of time making a third album for Atlantic Records. Well, I made a second record for Atlantic, and it was called Only Everything, and it was just under my name. It wasn't the Julianna Hatfield III anymore. And that came out. Then I started work on my third album for Atlantic Records, and I spent a lot of time working on it, and ultimately it was never released, and I was also, I left the label. And so that started a kind of long period of independent releases under my name, and I just continued making records for, you know, at a steady pace up until now.
You wrote a book a number of years back, and in it you talk about how there was a lengthy period of time for you out on the road making music where you were talking about physically hurting, feeling anxious, not really enjoying being on stage in front of people.
Yeah, for many years I was really, really conflicted about everything, but about being a performer and being on the road. And I was kind of miserable all through my 20s and into my 30s. I couldn't figure out what I was doing. I think I was really kind of thrown by when the record company didn't release this album that I had spent so much time working on and put so much into. I think it really affected me, and it kind of brought me down for a long time. And I kept working, but I think I was shaken by that whole experience. And then I had, you know, I just had a lot of emotional problems, and I would go on the road and I would just wouldn't eat enough, and I would always get sick, and I would lose a lot of weight, and I would get too skinny, and I was depressed. But at this point, I'm having more fun than ever on the road. Mm. And it's just like, it's great to be back out here doing this with a much better attitude.
I want to ask you about having fun again back on the road after we hear another tune. But before you play, I want to ask a question about that song that you just did, If mm-hmm. I Could. Mm-hmm. That's like a 15-year-old song, right? Like, it's been in your catalog for a while.
Well, it's been unreleased, but yeah, I think we demoed it. I demoed it with Todd on drums back in like 98 or something.
And it just didn't quite work at the time, but now it's the single.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's some old songs. I wouldn't want to bring them back. But this one, I always felt it was a really special song, and it's not. I don't think it's dated at all. I think it's just a song that works now as well as it did then, and it's still true to me. And I'm just really glad that we were able to bring it back and make it sound great.
It's the Juliana Hatfield 3 live today on JPR. Todd Phillips on drums, Dean Fisher on bass, and Juliana Hatfield guitar and vocals. What do you guys want to do next?
We're going to do My Sister.
Oh, we're going back in time a bit, right?
Yeah.
Cool. That is the Juliana Hatfield 3 live here on Jefferson Public Radio. That one going all the way back to 93.
Yeah, I think so.
Along with Super, like they were everywhere, like 120 minutes, right, on MTV.
Yeah, I remember I hosted that a couple or a few times.
Do you have interest today in doing videos? Because that was sort of the thing then, right?
Yeah, everyone did it back then. But now, you know, there's no, people aren't throwing as much money around. Videos back then, we spent a lot of money on videos.
Yeah.
And now I think of all the records I could make with all the money we spent making videos, you know. I mean, back then MTV was playing videos, so there was a place for the videos to go, and now it's just kind of diffuse. Yeah. We made a video, actually, for one of the songs on the new album, for the song If Only We Were Dogs, so it's out there.
I want to talk about Juliana Hatfield 3.
Yeah.
22 years ago was when you last released a record as the Juliana Hatfield Three. And it is not just the name. It is the band. You've brought the gents back.
Yeah.
Why did it take you so long? And then what prompted this reunion?
I don't know why it took so long. I think we were all just out in the world, living our lives, doing our own things, and without ever having a thought of bringing it back. But Todd was out in L.A. working in the film industry. Dean had a family.
And you said that you were done with music and you were studying art.
Right. I was in art. I was in at the museum school in Boston. I was painting, and I really was trying so hard to quit music. But then I realized I can't quit it. It's like a drug addiction, but I think it's a healthy one. I can't quit it. I can't quit music. I tried. I thought I should try to be more of a grown up or something.
Yeah, you had said once that the whole thing about rock music is that it's for kids.
Yeah, and part of me still thinks that's true, but another part of me is having some kind of a transformation in the past year, being back together with Dean and Todd. I feel the strange sense that I'm finally hitting my stride, finally just now, as a performer and a guitar player. And it took me a lot of years of doubt and uncertainty and conflict. And I'm glad I didn't quit. I really tried. And now I'm glad that there was just like something keeping me at it, because I feel like now it's paying off.
On the records.
Paying off creatively and in terms of the live show, it's just really fun.
Well, on the records, great.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, it's really turned out wonderfully. This was an fan-funded record, right, through Pledge Music. And you offered something up as a thank you that I have not seen before, which was royalty checks that you had received.
Yeah, I get people like me, songwriters, you know, we get royalties from different places, depending on where, you know, songs are used. And I get these tiny little checks sometimes. I don't even know exactly where they're coming from. But they come a couple times a month, and they're for, like, the smallest one was for 10 cents. And then I get one for, like, 55 cents, $1.37. And really, it's comical.
Do you have a threshold for what's worth going down to cash it?
At some point, I realized, like, I should, you know, share these. It's so funny. And that's when I had the idea, you know, why don't I offer these for sale to the Pledge Music people for $100 each? So, and that way, they're sort of like, I'm getting paid what I think I'm actually really worth.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And then the people who buy them have this, like, bit of, I don't know, it's part of my legacy, I guess. Or something just funny. But the one that I kept was the one for 10 cents, which was the lowest one I've ever received. And I'm gonna frame that one.
So you mentioned having fun again making music. Are you still doing art?
I am, yes. When I'm at home.
What's your individual style, medium?
I don't have a studio, so I paint in my apartment, which doesn't have a lot of ventilation. So paint is mostly acrylic, 'cause the oil stuff is too toxic. So acrylic, and then I draw also. It's hard for me to do music and painting at the same time. I kind of have to focus on one at a time, because I think the two things take up different parts. They use different parts of my brain, I think. I can't really. It's hard for me to go back and forth. I need a chunk of time to focus on music, and then I'll go home and have a chunk of time focusing on art.
Joni Mitchell has talked a lot about that, the separation of music and art, and she does both very successfully.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, can you give me a quick update on Minor Alps? Is this an ongoing project? Are we going to hear more from Minor Alps, or was that a one-time deal?
Well, we don't have any plans. We made the first album, toured, and then we went our separate ways. Matthew's working on finishing a new Not a Surf album. But we didn't shut the door on it. We just we finished the one thing, and we may at some point do another one, but there are no plans right now.
So if an opportunity comes up and it's fun,
yeah,
you'll do it.
Yes.
Juliana Hatfield III, my guests today live here on JPR. The new record is called Whatever My Love. It's Juliana Hatfield along with Todd Phillips on drums and Dean Fisher on bass. Will you play us one more from the new record?
Yes, this is a song called I Don't Know What to Do With My Hands.
The couch is an island, desert oasis. The room is a spaceship, and you're an undiscovered planet. Push the hair out of my eyes, I pull the blanket around me. I bite my nails, scratch my shoulder, I peel the label off the bottle, tear it into tiny pieces. I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what to do with my hands. Maybe the phone will ring, and then I'll get to answer it. A momentary distraction, I can't predict your reaction to my touch. I could sit here all night, our knees almost touching, but not ever quite. I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what to do with my hands. I can't decide on the channel, I'm just flipping around. Maybe you can choose. Maybe some kind of monster. Maybe I just don't.
It's the Juliana Hatfield III live here on Jefferson Public Radio. I don't know what to do with my hands. That is from the new record called Whatever My Love. It's Juliana Hatfield, Todd Phillips, Dean Fisher. Juliana is here with me in the studio. It has been an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Well, thanks a lot for having us. Great to be here.